Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, what the f*** wrong with Burpee or something they can't fix? Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
Yes, indeed. There it is. Pow 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, I don't let me Larry. I'm on the madhouse clocking in one time. It is hump day. That's what it is. 71 degrees right about now. We're going to heat all the way up to about 98 degrees today. It's going to be hot. Pop-up showers in and around the area all week long for the rest of the week. We got about a 30% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. So, yeah, be on the lookout for them pop-up showers. They are heavy. They are around the area. Like I said, they're going to be here all week long, all the way throughout the weekend. High temperatures most of the week until like Friday, and then the weekend is going to keep us, because the cloud cover, keep us down in the early 80s. But, yeah, knocking on 100 today. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all see what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I'm wonderful.
All right, that's what it do, man. A lot of things shaking in the NBA. Burpee was telling y'all about this one yesterday. They trying to figure out where that boy KD going, where Kevin Durant is going, where he's going to land, where he's going to touch down, because he did request that trade from the Brooklyn Nets. And a lot of folks are saying that his compadres, his old homies from Golden State, like, bro, we just won the title. We did this before. Won't you come link back up with us? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be mad to see Kevin Durant back in Golden State. I don't think he's going to go there, but they have said that KD actually wants to go to Miami and team with Jimmy Butler, but we'll see if that works out. I don't see the Nets sending him down there to an Eastern Conference contender, but we'll see how that works out. Another big story, man. We talked about this on yesterday as well. Brittany Griner and her open letter to the president. More details have been revealed about that, and they say that she told President Biden, but that she feels like she's going to be there forever. Yeah. Man, that's crazy. All for a drug paraphernalia charge, basically. What would that would equate to here in the United States is like a drug paraphernalia charge. But, you know, Juvenile said it best. You far away from your home, you's early on. Yeah, you got to abide by the rules and people live by. And the trial is underway, and they keep saying that this trial could last in December. I don't know how, but, hey, I ain't never been to court in Russia. So, I don't know. But hopefully this works out for her, and United States can find a way to, you know, make it work out for her and come to some kind of agreement with Russia on this thing, because it could end up being ugly for real. And just, you know, reading some of the excerpts from this open letter that she wrote, she really feeling it now. Like, well, this is our first time really hearing her speak out about it, per se. And, yeah, she really feeling it now. So, hopefully they can do something to get home. All right, let's get it started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. In 1905, the University of Bern turned down a Ph.D. dissertation by a young man. They called it bizarre and irrelevant. The young physics student who wrote the dissertation rejected their rejection and went on to develop some of his bizarre ideas into widely accepted theories. His name was Albert Einstein. For every rejection, there is another opportunity waiting. At times in life, you will have to reject the rejection you receive and go on to pursue your greatest dreams. Don't let go of what God had planned for your life. The Bible says this in Hebrews, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful." Remember, there is no failure except in no longer trying. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
With Power 98, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse each and every morning right around this time. We drop it on y'all. We call it the Madhouse Question of the Day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Madhouse question of the day. We are asking you, it's very simple. What's your favorite fruit?
Peaches. Peaches is my favorite fruit, like a good old peach. And I ain't even talking about the processed kind, you know, like the kind you buy the jar in the can or whatever. I'm talking about, you know, like a real peach off the tree. Sweet, ripe, juicy. Peaches all day long. Peaches, and that'll be my first choice. And then my absolute second choice would be apples.
I do not have one favorite fruit.
You don't?
I'm a fruit person. I love fruit. So strawberries, pineapples, apples, grapes, oranges, watermelons, any type of berry. I love them all.
I love them all. So we got to pick one, Jessica. If you could only eat one.
I really cannot. If you put any of those in front of me, I will be a happy person. So I cannot just pick one.
I got you.
There is not one that... over the other one. I love them all.
And we're asking them. You
plums,
know,
peaches.
A lot of people are mad because they just did a big recall on strawberry, organic strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people upset because strawberry is a lot of people's favorite fruit. So even though the strawberry, you know, they did a recall on organic strawberries, a lot of people are like, how do we, you know, when you go to restaurants and stuff like that, how do you tell and how do you know? So a lot of people have been skeptical about eating strawberries now.
Yeah.
So... yeah, but I like strawberries too. But my all-time favorite, they better not do no recall on no peaches, because I'm going to be somewhere sick or something, because I'm going to eat me a peach. I'm going to eat me a peach. Tell you that right now. Matter of fact, I need to go get... I love... you know what I like when they be on the side of the road, like it's deep down South Carolina and Florida, and they be selling the peach. They always... or Georgia, they always come out ripe too. Yeah, I don't know, but... all right, how do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave your response on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quick.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, 21 Savage has been added to the Hard Summer Festival lineup. The rapper joins the likes of Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Uzi Vert, 3-6 Mafia, Migos, Roddy Ricch, and more. It's a 3-day festival. It's going to be happening in California from July 29th through the 31st. So if you're a 21 Savage fan, you might want to look into some tickets for that big show. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is. Quickest.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B on the way to your radio. It's a working woman Wednesday. Jessica, what we talking to these ladies about?
Ladies, dig into your memory. What is that one movie that you watch and you can watch over and over and over again? That's what we're asking you today.
They never get old.
Never gets old. You gonna watch it. If it's on television, you gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna sit down.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
All right. To my working ladies. It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest only your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter, you doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working all week.
Real MVP,
you the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
We call it Working Woman Wednesday. We do it for the ladies. What we doing for the ladies today, Miss Jessica?
Ladies, our question of the day, we are asking you, what is that one movie that you can binge watch over and over and over again. It never gets old to you.
Every time they show it on BET, you right there watching it. BET, VH1, all of them that show them old movies, old black movies over and over. Bounce, all of them. Good morning.
Oh, Shoppers. Let's watch Shoppers over and over.
Shoppers?
Yeah.
All right. Shoppers. You watched that before?
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen that. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I ain't never seen it. I ain't never watched it. It's like a TV show, though. Is it a movie? I don't think it's a movie, though. I think it's like a TV show. What's yours, Jessica?
Movie-wise, it would have to be either two. It would be Step Brothers or House Party.
Oh, yeah.
The original, the first one.
Oh, follow the drip. I should have known you was in there with Robert Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bourne and Ranowski.
Yes.
Robert Harris was—he definitely was classic in that movie, and that whole movie series is classic. But definitely one, and the one with Bernie Mac was classic too. But I mean, I know I ain't a lady, but I think one that I could watch over and over. Life. I got a few. Life, Baby Boy. And of course, Jacob Broder, Jessica. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
That's my movie right there.
Janky promoter.
That's my move right there. But yeah. And Roscoe Jenkins. I don't care. Roscoe Jenkins, Harlem Nights. I don't care. They can show that 5 million times. I'm going to watch it every single time. Every single time it drop, I'm going to watch it. I don't care how many times BET show it, I'm going to watch it every single time. Mm-hmm. All those right there. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, what is that one movie you going to watch over and over and over, no matter how many times they show it? It's the plug. It's about out of here.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working mama Wednesday. Working mama Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working mama, mama. Wednesday. Yeah,
working on Wednesday. Follow the AWPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's what it is. It's a Working Woman Wednesday. We're talking to the ladies about Miss Jessica.
Ladies, we are asking you, what is that one movie that you can watch over and over and over again?
Good morning.
What's up with it?
What's up? It's Working Woman Wednesday. We got to get our butts to work.
Get your butts to work. You got to do that, though.
Yes, sir.
What you got for me? What movie can you watch over and over?
What's what I got to do with it? We live from Nut Bus City Living.
Not that Nut Bus City Living. You crazy?
Thank you, man.
All right, baby. Pot out of here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with it?
Working Wednesday, baby.
You know what movie can you watch over and over?
Oh, Love and Basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched that one this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene in that movie? What's your favorite scene?
Ooh, can we play this
one-on-one
game?
Can we play one-on-one for you? What we playing for? Your heart. But that thing right there.
Exactly.
And she got whooped.
Yeah, she did, but she
still
ended up with her husband. So it don't
matter. All right, baby, you heard it now. She lost the game of basketball, but won at the game of life. I see you, baby. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, what's that one movie you can watch over and over? What movie y'all like to watching over and over?
What up? How y'all doing this morning? My movie that I've been watching lately is Why Did I Get Married? Hey, good morning, honey. Oh, the movie Shoppers. Rob the Who and take the wine. Lead the wine to take the Who.
Little bit later, morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Town and let time shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big floss. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real, I'ma tell the whole city that you. love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Will I be at the high show? Is it the show? Is it the train show? Is it the high show? It's Jessica.
Yes.
Cut it in love in the place.
What up, Amat?
I'm late. Yes. Party in the place on the rail.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guess what? Can I get Burpee a show to play?
Yeah, Burpee Day. I mean, he's not here.
Guess what?
What?
We'll be here Friday.
I don't know.
Guess what? We'll be here Saturday.
I don't know.
You mean Monday or Saturday? Monday or Saturday?
Mm-mm, I ain't going to be there Saturday.
Guess what?
What
Jessica,
what?
Huh? Where's Jessica at?
She right here. You just talked to her.
Where's Jessica?
Okay.
Hey, Amai.
Jessica, guess what?
What?
Jessica,
what are you doing today?
What am I doing today? Well, right now I'm at work. And then a little bit later on, I'm building a closet. So I'm going to go home and work on that. And then I'm going to come back for afternoon vibes. And, you know, just sort of chill out. What you doing today, Amai?
Come on, please.
Huh?
Butterfingers in the bathroom.
Guess what? Cut out these men and number them, please.
Yeah, Amar.
Number, guess what?
Amar. I'm talking to you. You're not going to talk back.
Don't yell at him.
Don't yell at him.
Talk to him nice.
What song you
want to
hear
tonight,
Amar?
Amar,
don't listen. Me and Amar going to fight. Thank you, Amar.
I did talk to him nice.
I didn't talk to him. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Nikki,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk to my nice.
Nah.
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. You. Why were you that shy today?
I'm going to let Miss Jessica shine because it's Working Woman Wednesday. And I'm going to let you shine just because last night you gave out some great information on grown man conversation and you kept it 100 with us. So I'm going to let y'all shine for that. And then I like to say happy birthday to my niece, Alonda. Girl, you 18 today. You better go ahead and do it.
Hey. Thank you, Miss Nikki.
Thank you, Miss Nikki. Thank you. Good morning. Who you want to let shine today?
Good morning, my friend. It's $1, $1, $1.
My friend. What's up with it?
I want Lakeisha, happy birthday, many more, $1 in the building. And shout out to Amar, yo, I love how you talk. Keep on doing your thing.
Don't boost him up. $1. All the way to your radio, Miss Jessica's got it for you. We call it the Nose and Neighbor News. It's going to drop at 7:24. We back at 7:20. It's the plug. It's Pot 98.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, July 6th. Forbes has released their annual America's Richest Self-Made Woman list, and Rihanna is topping that chart. According to Forbes, her $1.4 billion empire comes primarily from the success of her cosmetic line, Fenty Beauty, but she, you know, she also has stake in Savage and the Fenty lingerie line and a bunch of other stuff. Other self-made women on the list include Kylie Jenner with $600 million, Taylor Swift with $570 million, and Beyonce with $450 million.
Wow.
Glorilla's single, FNN, is the song of the summer. And it looks like her success is continuing. The rapper just landed a record deal with Yo Gotti's label, CMG Records. Gotti announced the signing with a tweet that said, "Everybody, welcome Glorilla to CMG Records. Let's go." CMG Records is also the home of 42 Doug, Moneybagg Yo, and more. Congratulations to her. Let's see. During his 4th of July Coney Island show, you were right, it was Travis Scott. He stopped his show after a fan climbed the stage lighting rig. Travis said, "Time out. Everybody right here, take 2 steps back." He continued to say, "Security, don't push the barricade. Just take 2 steps back. We got to get down." He said, "My brother, you got to get down." The man was actually dressed as Spider-Man and eventually did come down. Ray J, he recently got a tattoo of his sister Brandy's face on his leg. Ray J revealed the ink on his Instagram page, and some fans had some questions. The tattoo showed Brandy with red eyes and a face tattoo that read "Best Friends Forever" from Ray J with love. Ray did explain the new ink, saying that he's getting his entire leg done with music, family, Bible verses, and more. It's going to be his quote unquote holy leg. If you all want to see this tattoo, you all have got to see this tattoo. I really want y'all to see this. Go to our website, power98fm.com. I have pictures of the tattoo up there. Happy birthday. A lot of celebrity birthdays. Sylvester Stallone, Tia and Tamara Mowry, 50 Cent, and Kevin Hart all celebrating their birthday today. Happy birthday to them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad being brought to you by Chill One. There's nothing better than summer in the South, especially when you're sipping an ice cold Chill One. Enter the Chill One Uniquely Southern Summer Contest, and you can win $500 towards a trip to Kiowa Island. Go ahead and sip that Chill One and win that money. Today, Larry is mad. I don't even know what city this is. I think it's down south somewhere. South Carolina, Alabama, somewhere down there. But I'm mad at these two neighbors. These two neighbors been going back and forth, and back and forth for years. It all escalated about a week ago when one neighbor got mad because the other neighbor killed his damn rooster. Yeah, Jessica, he killed his damn rooster. And the neighbor got mad and called the police. And the man said, "How you gonna get mad at me for killing your rooster when your rooster tried to attack me?" And they kill roosters and chickens every day. We eat chicken, we eat Popeyes and KFC. Boy, check this thing out. Woo! I thought this was made up until I actually saw the news story. Oh my goodness. They fighting over a damn rooster.
I did tell him. After the chicken hit my dad, he said, "Hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad." "Oh, what's the deal? It's just a chicken. What's he going to do? You know, okay, well, look." His neck flares up, and he's doing his thing, and he's trying to jump up at me. So I'm defending myself. You know, I was feared for my safety, and I tried to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me, and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever. And the chicken, you know, died. I didn't know to give it a 21-gun salute, CPR, mouth-to-mouth, you know, or call the chicken ambulance. Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I love it. Really. Oh, man. Oh, I love it. When white people fight, I love it. We fighting over a damn chicken, over a damn rooster. Are y'all serious right now? Oh, my God. Woo! Boy, that man was on the news going off. They arrested this man for killing this rooster. I'm with him, though. They dying every day, B. We eat chickens every day. Y'all tend to never arrest this man. He said the man called the regular police first. Then he couldn't get nowhere, so he called the animal police, and they charged the man with animal cruelty to a damn rooster. You know what? I don't want no more of this story. I'm done. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about.
Whew, I just got to hear him talk one more time, one more time. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Not again.
Just real quick.
I did tell him after the chicken hit my dad, I said, hey, man, the chicken attacked my dad. I was to do it's just a chicken.
On Power 98. Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
Woke up this morning. Yeah. What did I hear? A powerful message. Music to my ears. Get out the bed and let the sunshine hit you. Like the word from the scripture. Cause there's nobody.
Intro. Pastor Real is on the sick and shut in list. Actually, Pastor Real not even sick. His church van broke down, and he's gonna need a little GoFundMe page for the church van because the church van broke down and he couldn't make it in today to do his sermon. So we're gonna pray for Pastor Real and his church van, and y'all go by the GoFundMe, Pastor Real church van .GoFundMe. All right. Hopefully he'll make it in next Wednesday. I mean, Pastor Real been out so much, we about to find an assistant associate pastor to come preach to this congregation. Lord have mercy. Keep me in your prayers.
And those were Murphy's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, what are we talking about in your Nosy Neighbor News quickie? Y'all watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. If you do, then you are familiar with Jen Shah and her whole legal case that she has going on. It's a telemarketing fraud trial, and it's set to begin, her trial is set to begin in less than 2 weeks. On July 18th, the trial gets rolling with selection of a jury for the case. If you recall, Jen was arrested in March of last year on charges of wire fraud and money laundering for her part in a telemarketing scam. Jen's assistant, Sean Smith, who was also arrested, he pled guilty back in November. Jen, however, has pleaded not guilty to the charges. We'll see what happens with this one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
You know what it is. It's Wednesday inside the madhouse, and each and every Wednesday we are arguing about something. And today we got another one of these viral videos. Viral video. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. Well, a young lady actually put Trey Song, well, tried to put Trey Song on blast, saying that he was being, well, she accused him of colorism is what she did. She's a brown-skinned, dark-skinned lady and said that she wanted to get into Trey Song's VIP area, and he had all light-skinned, lighter-skinned women in there, and he didn't let her in just because she's a dark-skinned woman. Here it is.
Not all the women in his section were beautiful. Like, they weren't. But they were all one thing, and that's light-complected. And I wondered to myself, well, maybe he just hasn't seen a pretty chocolate girl yet, that Julie Tremaine isn't opposed to having a chocolate girl in his section as long as she's beautiful, right? So as I make my way over to the section, hoping that me and my girlfriend can get in, I was greeted with security after letting... And I'm not even trying to put down women, but I'm going to say, to beauty standards, she's not an attractive woman. She got let in the section. And I said, how did you let her in the section, but not me? He said, because dark-skinned women are weak, and he said he don't want no weak-ass dark-skinned women in his section. He said he already has enough weak women in his section. I cannot let any dark-skinned women in his section because you guys are not pretty enough, pretty much.
It's a lot to unpack in there. It's a lot to unpack for what she's accusing Trey Songz of. I will say, since she posted her video, she got fried up on the internet. Like, a lot of people went in on her about, you know, a lot of stuff she was saying. They was questioning, was it true about the colorism thing? And, you know, just saying, like, why would you even want to be in this section for all the stuff he's been saying about him and da-da-da this and da-da-da that. So, Jess, what was your take on it?
If I am listening directly to what she is saying and the reasoning that this security guard gave her, like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. And I hate that. And, you know, unfortunately for Trey Songz, this is not the first time that we've heard about him being a colorist. So that's nothing new. So if we're listening to her and what she's saying that the security guard said, and if we're believing that, this is disgusting. The other side of this is, sis, like, that's not your section. You don't really have no say so. So like I said, if we are believing what she's saying, sort of like right message, wrong delivery type thing. But the other side of it is, like, sis, come on now. I mean, that maybe he does like chocolate girls, and you're just not one of them.
Maybe you're not pretty.
Yeah, like, maybe you're not one of them or whatever. Yeah. It's giving groupie. And it's also giving a little bit of clout chasing because you know what Trey Songz is going through. And then, you know, so you're like, well, let me get on that tip, too, because it's sort of easy for me to do because he is accused of being a colorist all the time. And, so, like on. I said, if what she is saying is true, and I don't know this woman from a can of paint, and that security guard actually did say that to her, that's disgusting. The other side of this is not just section, and why would you want to be someplace where you are not wanted?
First of all, it's given a lot of things to me. It's given entitlement. Like, you feel like you're entitled to be in somebody's section that you didn't pay for and that you was not invited to. You wasn't invited to the section. The second thing is given it's a lot to unpack. Like, it's a judgment for me because you're sitting here judging these other women and whether they're pretty or not. Maybe you're not pretty to Trey Songz. And you're saying, I mean, you're supposed to feel good about yourself. You're supposed to do that. But you're saying that these other women are not pretty, but maybe to Trey Songz, you're not pretty. You're not attractive. And the part about, you know, dark-skinned women are weak, and I don't know what she's saying. That Trey Songz said that or the security guard said
that? She's saying that. According to her and what she said in this video, the security guard...
Oh, the security guard said
that. The security guard said it, but the security guard is saying it because Trey Songz told him that. So it's almost like the security guard is the middleman delivering the message that Trey Songz said.
I don't believe that. I would say 97% of the video I don't believe. But the thing about it is, when's the argument? So here we go. Madhouse Nation, man, I feel like this is completely wrong. I feel like she's completely wrong for inviting herself to a section that she wasn't invited to. I don't care who was over there. If it was Barack Obama, Trey Songz, Lil Wayne, it don't matter. You was not invited. You was not invited over there. And then when you got told no, you got to accept somebody's no. No. You can't just go make a video and put all this stuff up that nobody, we can't fact check that. We can't fact check his side of it. This is just your side of your rendition of what happened. So I think sis need to sit down somewhere. What y'all think, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. What y'all think? Y'all think sis was right in posting her video and doing all this? Or y'all think sis need to sit her ass down somewhere? Another Blair the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B Wednesday. You know, at this time on a Wednesday, we always arguing about something. 8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And of course, today, another viral video. A girl accuses Trey Songz of colorism after he would not allow her in his VIP section.
Not all the women in his section were beautiful. Like, they weren't. But they were all one thing, and that's light-complected. And I wondered to myself, well, maybe he just hasn't seen a pretty chocolate girl yet. That Truly Tremaine isn't opposed to having a chocolate girl in his section as long as she's beautiful, right? So as I make my way over to the section, hoping that me and my girlfriend can get in, I was greeted with security after letting, and I'm not even trying to put down women, but I'm going to say, to beauty standards, she's not an attractive woman. She got let in the section. And I said, how did you let her in the section, but not me? He said, because dark-skinned women are weak, and he said he don't want no weak-ass dark-skinned women in his section. He said he already has enough weak women in his section. I cannot let any dark-skinned women in his section because you guys are not pretty enough, pretty much.
All right, man. Madhouse Nation, sis right for posting her video, or does sis need to sit down? Good morning.
Larry, what's wrong with these people, man?
What's wrong?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's giving so much entitlement. I'm tired of humans.
Yeah.
It's humans. Like, sis, that's not, like Jess said, that's not even your VIP section. Go get your own section and sit in your section. And then, like, my favorite motto I tell people, we all ugly to somebody.
We all ugly
everybody
to somebody.
Everybody is not pretty.
Yeah.
We all ugly to somebody. We all paper bag ugly to somebody. Like, come on now.
Paper bag.
I'm dark skinned. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to be dark skinned.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't play that color card. Like, it's old by this time. Like, we understand some of these celebrities, they like what they like.
We like what they like. Yeah, people like what they like.
And he might not like what she look like. Yeah. So if he want a red bone, let him get a red bone. Let him keep him in his section. You go get your own section. But that's like giving very much entitlement. Like, how are you entitled to somebody else's section? So I feel like I'm pretty, so I'm going to walk my tail over there.
Right. And if you don't let me in.
The same way you was at.
Yeah.
It's giving groupie.
Yeah.
So you was getting ready to mismanage your you-know-what just for you to get into the VIP section.
Yep. Thank you, baby. Bye, Daddy. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to comment on the situation.
Go ahead, big dog.
Yeah, I believe she wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, preference is preference. Women can easily say they only like men tall, dark, and handsome. So it's always a problem when a man say what his preference is. So I think she wrong.
570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Sis right for posting her video, or does sis need to sit down?
Keeping it lit in the morning. Every morning.
Every morning.
Yes, sir. Doing donuts in a six. Yes, sir.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. With Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We jumping back on Wednesday's argument. Lady trying to fry up Trey Songz. Actually backfired her on it. Backfired on her on the internet. Find out what she had to say. We just keep tapping in and join the argument. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Wednesday's argument. Today's lady went in on Trey Songz.
Not all the women in his section were beautiful. Like, they weren't. But they were all one thing, and that's light-complected. And I wondered to myself, well, maybe he just hasn't seen a pretty chocolate girl yet. That Truly Tremaine isn't opposed to having a chocolate girl in his section as long as she's beautiful, right? So as I make my way over to the section, hoping that me and my girlfriend can get in, I was greeted with security after letting... And I'm not even trying to put down women, but I'm going to say, to beauty standards, she's not an attractive woman. She got let in the section. And I said, how did you let her in the section, but not me? He said, because dark-skinned women are weak, and he said he don't want no weak-ass dark-skinned women in his section. He said he already has enough weak women in his section. I cannot let any dark-skinned women in his section because you guys are not pretty enough, pretty much.
Woo! What y'all think sis need to sit down, or y'all think sis was right in posting that video? Good morning.
Baby girl, need to chill out. It's giving very much pick me. And if you weren't chosen, just, you know, walk away. It's not for you. All the other women in the section were probably BTS.
like, let it go.
Pa Dadie, good morning.
Good morning. Well, personally, cheer groupie. And second of all, they really need to stop always thinking everything is light skin and dark skin. People do have preferences. People are allowed to not like something.
Right.
And it ain't got nothing to do with light skin or dark skin. That's ignorant.
Pa Dadie, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your comment.
I just don't understand what she wants us to do with this information. Even if everything happened the exact way she said it did, now what? So what? I mean, she wants us to cancel him? He don't have no active music out right now. What does she want us to do with this? I mean, he got bigger fish to fry. Oh, other kind of allegations. Let him have those lighties if that's what he wants.
Not the lighties.
They'll call the police on him if he step out of line anyway. So, I mean, and Keke Palmer wasn't even light-skinned, and he was trying to give it to her. So, I just don't know what she wanted to do with this information.
One question for you. Why they got to be lighties, though?
I mean lighter complexion. I mean, whatever you want to call them. I guess you can tell I'm not light-skinned.
No, you definitely not when you call them light. They can have them lighties. Yeah, definitely giving the jigaboos and the wannabes some school days. That's what you're giving me this morning. It's definitely what you're giving me.
That's it.
All right, baby.
Period for Uber.
Power 98, good morning.
What's up, Larry? What it do?
What's up, Big Dog? You got to come in.
Yeah, man. I really got a question for you.
For me? Okay.
What are women who go to the club and hope to get poured into a celebrity section? What are they called?
Groupies. They eager.
They groupies. I don't mean to pay a judgment, but baby girl, you going with the intention of trying to get in this man's section. Why you didn't go to the club just to go to the club? Why you go to the club and get your own section? Mm. You knew what your intentions was, and when it backfired and didn't go your way, now you want to blast this man. I'm not saying Trey Songz is a saint. I don't know him from a can of paint. I'm from Charlotte. He's from somewhere in Virginia. I don't know him. But all I'm saying is, just go have a good time. You and your girl get y'all little blue motorcycles and chill out. And if you get chose, then you get chose. If you don't get chose, you live to fight another day.
Live to fight another day.
This is blasphemy.
I always want to bring the black man down. It's supposed to lift us up. Lift up the kings. They tear down the kingdom.
Me personally, I like dark-skinned women. Just so happened he made it and you ain't getting the section. Go on over there to the bar. Get your little blue motorcycle and sit your ass down somewhere.
It's the blue motorcycle for me. Why she got to get a blue motorcycle, though?
Why she got to get a blue motorcycle?
No Casamigos, no tequila, no Coronas, blue motorcycle. All right, well, it looks like Madhouse Nation is like everybody. It's unanimous, Jessica.
I agree that everybody has their preference. I mean, that's just life.
Can't be mad at that, though?
I don't think so. Now, here's where I do take a bit of issue.
Okay.
Is when you begin to talk down on people that are not in your preference.
That's different.
Now, that I don't like, and that... If this woman is what she is saying is true, this security guard, the security guard needs to, you know, like the security guard was wrong to call dark skinned women weak.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
I'm not going to say that I believe it or not, but it's not hard to believe because people have that mentality. There are people that are out here that have that mentality that one group of people or one classification of people is better than the other because of their own certain reasons, and they have no problem expressing that because they believe that that is right.
Right.
So it's not hard for me to believe that this security guard would make that type of comment.
Just in the whole context and the way she was talking, the way she was trying to put this thing together, I just don't believe it in the context in which she was trying to put it together. It seems like she was trying to bring people into what she was saying and trying to get some sympathy for what happened to her. And I think that was just some extra sauce. You know how I tell a story sometimes and put some extra sauce on it? I think she's putting some extra sauce on it.
Okay.
You know, when you put extra sauce on stuff, you know when somebody putting sauce. She put some sauce on it.
I'm not sure.
She put some Lyra's and A1 on that one, Jessica.
I'm not sure either way or whatever. But like I said, you know, I agree. People have their preferences, but when you begin to talk down to another group of people because of your preference, we got some issues with that.
Tap in next week for Wednesday's argument. Next week, man, it's the Madhouse. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Yep, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
Good morning, this is your boy D.
What's up, D?
Hi, D.
What's up?
What's up, big dog?
All right, Dee, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Dee, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
What?
On God, no.
All right, you got two categories today. Jessica has your category number one.
Black people give instructions in their music.
What? Larry has your category number two. Name that artist.
What? I'm gonna go with number two.
All right, name that artist. This artist is from New York City. He's from Bedford Stuyvesant, New York. And the name of his first album was Ready to Die.
Damn. Meek Mill? No.
It's not from New York. You want to stay in the same category? Would you like another one?
I want the other category.
All right, just.
All right, black people give instructions in their music and DJ Khaled's song, All I Do Is Win. They told us, every time I step up in the building, your hands should do what?
Go up. Yeah. And they say that.
They should. Go up and stay there.
All right, you're still in the game, big dog. You want the same category or you want to come back over here to mine?
I'm going to go to the same category.
All right, bet.
In Rough Riders Anthem, DMX told us to stop, drop, and then do what?
Set us down, hold on, stop.
Whoa. I need you to say each word clearly.
Yeah.
Stop, drop. Order now, open up shop.
And redeem yourself. Go get you some black education.
Yeah,
damn,
damn
it.
We're going to need him to go to the hood and get some black education. I knew he was off when he said Meek Mill for New York City. I damn near laid it up for him, Jessica. Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York. You know, I don't even want to talk no more. We're not playing Black Smart today no more. It's over.
We're not. It's just over.
Yeah, tap in tomorrow. Another Larry the Money Madhouse, Charlotte's Blood for new hip-hop and R&B is 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Trending topic. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending, yeah. Every day we trending, yeah. Press to play, we trending, yeah. 98 no limit, yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets, that's a hashtag, yeah. New hip-hop and R&B,
that's a hashtag, yeah.
Power 98 the plug, know we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's
dead. Monarch Saturdays, boy, it is going down. Power 98 live in the building this Saturday. Monarch on Saturdays, Graham Street Station, 2016 Graham Street. Free entry at 11 o'clock for everybody. And free birthday tables. Log on to power98fm.com for more details and make sure you get it. No! All right, Jessica, what you got this trend?
All right, Beyonce. I actually have two stories on her. One of them, I'm going to keep short. She is making history, Billboard history, with her new single, Break My Soul. So go to our website, power98fm.com. You can read about that whole story and check out a bunch of her videos. Congratulations to her for that. But this one is pretty big. She's going to shake up the industry with this one. Beyonce is running Me Too checks on all producers and artists that are associated with her upcoming album, Renaissance. Now, some people don't like this, but Beyonce doesn't care. Sources say that she wants to set an example that any abuse shouldn't be normalized. Now, this is sort of stemming from her work with a guy by the name of Detail, who produced her 2013 hit, Drunk in Love. Mm-hmm. He was arrested in 2020 for 15 counts of sexual assault. Beyonce has since stopped working with Detail. And in addition to that, two songs from top artists have been rejected due to the allegations that they are facing. This is pretty big for Beyonce to be doing this.
Wow.
Yeah. You all can read more about this on our website, power98fm.com.
All right. So what I got trending this morning is a big story coming out of Georgia. This has been trending for a couple days. I don't know if you've seen, I'm sure you saw this video because you always scrolling in on the internet. But and for the folks out there who may have not seen it, two police officers actually got into it. Actually, a sheriff's deputy and a city cop got into it about writing a ticket to somebody. down in Georgia, boy. And this was crazy. But check this out, boy. They cussed each other out right in front of the person that they was giving the ticket to.
Go pull the video at Valero. You get on my traffic stop again, I will arrest you.
Yeah, I'll arrest you right now.
Do it, buddy.
And we're going to
do it.
Charge you against your ignorance.
Do it, Ode.
Go it. Go for
it. Do it. There's cameras at Valero, and there's cameras at Napa that sees me pulled out.
Shut your f***ing mouth.
You don't talk to me like that. I'm not your boy.
I talk to you. Boy, you a boy.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Why did you call that police officer an F-boy?
They called him an F-boy. That's why.
Why do that?
Boy, through the phone when I seen that part. You an F-boy.
Why you call him an F-boy?
When police fight. Woo! Woo! But they were mad. I don't know what happened. What? How all that escalated quickly? Well, you know, both are under investigation now by their separate departments on what transpired or what happened. I think they got some neighborhood beef or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened. That went, whoo! And it was all got on tape. All got on tape. Whoo! Got to be more careful when you're pulling up to somebody. Traffic stop. You better not pull up. I'm gonna arrest you. I ain't your boy. You are an F-boy. All right, man, that's what's trending this morning. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug.
Winner!
Hip Hop and R&B. That song is a winner. Little baby right there. Speaking of winning, man, you can win with us. Coming up, you can win with us on the roll call. Go ahead. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
That's coming up at 9:55.
It's more hip hop. It's more hip hop in the morning. This is a fact. This is no cap. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.